Liesel van der Veste is in. Welcome back.
Good morning, Africa. Great to be back.
Did you have a productive 2 days off last week?
Well, I can't say I was off. I was shooting for Supersport, a fitness show, so I've got so much to tell us. So it will come into our, it will fit in perfectly with what we do every single morning.
Fantastic.
I'll give you a full update next week and when the new season starts in a couple of weeks' time of and Five Color Fitness.
This week, in the meantime, it's all about sleeping.
Absolutely. Yesterday was World Nap Day. So
really?
I had no justice clue. And I had a nap in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
And it's also the start of World Sleep Week.
I can't nap. A nap is meant to be short, right?
20 minutes or 40 minutes. It has to be in a 20-minute interval.
Really?
Yes.
No, that never happens. Nap. That never happens to me. I sleep for at least 3 hours.
And then you go wake up refreshed.
And my intention is always to nap, as was the case yesterday. I had every intention to nap, and then 3.5 hours, half hours later, I was going, oh, okay, that was a proper sleep.
I am exactly the same. So I think we actually need to look into how to nap correctly. I think that's on one of our topics.
I think so.
Because you and I, we've had this conversation before. So Sleep Week is, so yesterday was the start of Sleep Week with World Nap Day, and then Sleep Week is a global week where the importance of sleep and rest comes to the forefront, and everyone talks about it. And literally the news has now just been flashing in front of me on Google headlines on what's happening World Sleep Week, some tips, some advice. And I thought, let's just start the week. It's Monday. Let's get Monday motivated and some tips to prepare you next Sunday when you get ready for your Monday, how to prepare yourself for the week ahead. And I thought, we can't start with just my voice. We need to get someone who knows a lot about sleep and who's actually just written a book about sleep called Are You in Sleep Debt? Budget Your Sleep Like You Budget Your Money. And Joni Petty from Resilient People has sent us a voice note this morning just to give us a tip and advice on sleep.
My name is Joni Petty. I am the CEO of Resilient People. Looking at how we can bounce forward with energy and agility, especially when faced with adversity. The 19th of March is World Sleep Day. The theme this year is regular sleep, healthy future. So what are you doing to budget for enough sleep per night? You need those 7 hours, but most importantly, where we are going wrong is we are watching TV, we are on our laptops, on our mobile phones, and we have too much screen time per day. So if you really want to take your sleep seriously, knock off an hour per day where you have no screen time. Wear those blue blocking glasses in your Zoom meetings during the afternoon, and you will get far deeper quality sleep. If you want more info on this, please get hold of me on www.resilientpeople.co.za.
That's the voice there of Joni Petty, written a book, sleep ebook, titled Are You in Sleep Debt? Budget Your Sleep Like You Budget Your Money. And I suppose I had an interesting conversation with a sleep specialist as well, because she made reference there that you need those 7 hours of sleep. And the person said, yes, well, that is the general sort of length of time that is accepted. There are people who can function in 4 hours. So you need to sleep as much as your body requires.
Absolutely.
You to sleep in order for you to be productive the next day, which I appreciated actually.
I like that. And I don't like us putting pressure and numbers onto things, because your body, my body is different.
Yeah.
I was told if I go into extreme and I do my endurance sport, I need 9 hours sleep.
Yeah.
I try to calculate it back, and with the early mornings, I'll never get 9 hours sleep. I'll have to be in bed so early. But it comes back to your workouts as well. And the big thing about sleep, and this is why we're chatting about it, if you're struggling with your workouts, you're struggling to recover, your sleep is vital. And you have to monitor yourself. So keep yourself a sleep diary. So when you wake up in the morning, take notes when you woke up at night, when you had a restless night, and start to monitor that yourself. Same way as we have a food diary, a fitness diary, sleep is just as vital. And I thought I'd share some tips quickly just for us to start our Monday refreshed. If you have a plan on a Sunday, just like you have your fitness plan for the week, your work plan, your diary, why not have a sleep plan on a Sunday night to prepare you for the week ahead? So maintain the same sleep schedule. So if you wake up early, you and I have a problem here.
A huge problem.
On weekends, you need to maintain that same sleep time, because apparently sleeping later...
That is not practical, though, Lisa.
Doesn't work for us. So these are just tips. I'm giving tips and advice. You take what you can from here.
No,
this
fair enough.
We're not dictating.
No, fair enough. People often say, and my aunt, was a nurse all her life, and without fail, even though she's been retired for many, many years, she still wakes up at 4:30 in the morning, whatever her alarm clock, because her body is just used to, because, you know, they do 7 days on, 7 days off, whatever the
the schedule.
The schedule is, even on the days when she was off, she would then also wake up at 4:30 just so that her body is used to being up at that time of the morning.
And absolutely, but it's everyone's different. So our work schedules is not going to work for us. So these are just tips. This is advice. And of course, the WhatsApp line is open. Perhaps you've got tips or advice, because this is not just a conversation between the two of us. I'd like to hear advice from everyone else. The big thing, and this is where a lot of people struggle, is to avoid electronic use, especially on a Sunday night. We spend the whole Sunday in front of the TV. We watch our Sunday night movie, and the blue light interferes with your body's ability to produce melatonin to get a good night's sleep, and then do a brain dump.
What is that? Sounds refreshing, but what is it?
So 30 minutes or so before bedtime, get all your thoughts, worries, to-do lists out of your brain onto paper, and you write down. So all your thoughts, just write everything down. Put your cell phones away, anything that you've got planned for the week, diaries, shopping lists, this, to-do lists, all of that. Literally write it down or put it onto a notepad and get it out of your mind, even if it means planning your week as well. Get it all out of your mind. So it's called a mind dump.
That's a good idea.
So that's a very good idea. And then establish your bedtime routine. And we've spoken about this, and we'll talk about it later in the week. A light stretch, read a book, no blue light, listen to an audio device, a meditation, have a bath. And those are just some of the tips. And of course, WhatsApp line is open. Let us know if you've got any tips.
I would add only one more to that. Talking about blue light devices, we now watch Netflix, Showmax, and Amazon on our thingy, on our laptop devices while we're lying in bed. Your bed should be a place where you go and sleep.
And you should be working in bed.
Do not be working on bed. Do not be watching TV on bed. Do not be on your social media platform while you are in bed. And in fact, if for whatever reason you can't sleep, and I was advised this, beautiful. If after 20 minutes of trying to sleep, you're not sleeping, get up, go sit in the lounge so that your body gets used to the idea that your bedroom is a place to sleep, as opposed to wander and look and count sheep, whatever it is that people do when they can't sleep. Look, I don't suffer from that. I hit that pillow, I'm gone. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is.
You're so lucky, because one in three people suffer from not being able to sleep.
Oh, no, I don't have such a problem whatsoever. Even with 3.5 hours of napping yesterday, when it was time for me to sleep, gone. Within 5 minutes.
You're so lucky.
Within 5 minutes, gone, sleeping.
But of course, you follow some of these routines. You don't watch Netflix in bed. You don't have devices. I don't even think you charge your devices in your room.
In fact, my phone is in my lounge area. Which is a good thing when the alarm goes off, because it means I have to get up and walk a distance to go get the phone.
Very clever.
Otherwise, I might not be here some mornings when I'm supposed to be here, which is not ideal.
And then it boils down to preparing for your week ahead. And of course, that's also going to help you recover when you train and with fitness. So for the rest of the week, I thought it is Sleep Awareness Week. We'll bring it back to our fitness and to our health. Tomorrow we'll have some tips. We'll have some sleep workout advice as well, and some tips that you can do this week just to get a good night's sleep and bring it back into your health, fitness and wellness routine.
It is important to be able to sleep, and sleep very effectively if you are trying to keep fit, actually. And we'll explore those. Thank you very much, Liesl van Westhuizen.